telepathy for their purposes. Some of those purposes were good, and I wouldn't mind lending a hand in rescue services from time to time, but I wanted to keep my life to myself. I was alive. My boyfriend, Quinn, was alive, and the vampires most important to me had survived too. As far as the trouble Sophie Anne faced, the political consequences of the attack and the fact that supernatural groups were circling the weakened state of Louisiana like hyenas around a dying gazelle, I didn't think about it at all. I had other stuff on my mind, personal stuff. I'm not used to thinking much further than the edge of my fingertips. That's my only excuse. Not only was I not thinking about the vampire situation, there was another supernatural situation I didn't ponder that turned out to be just as crucial to my future. Close to Bonton, in Shreveport, there's a wear pack whose ranks are swollen by the men and women from Barksdale Air Force Base. During the past year, this wear pack had become sharply divided between two factions. I'd learned in American history what Abraham Lincoln, quoting the Bible, had to say about houses divided. To assume that these two situations would work themselves out, to fail to foresee that their resolution would involve me,